continuing Chayodim Klal Nun Gimel, we're learning Simon Gimel. So the Chayodim mentioned before in Klal Nun Aleph, also Simon Gimel, that there's something which the Halacha refers to as the Paris of an Ilan Srak. And the Ilan Srak really means a tree which is a non-fruit bearing tree. It doesn't produce fruit. It's there just to be for the purpose of its wood or shade, etc. But there are some times that fruits grow on them, but these fruits are not good to eat, and it's never cultivated for that purpose. So it grows wild. That's the one simon of Ilan Srak. And even if it has peris, the peris are not really edible. They don't taste good, etc. So crab apples would be a good example of that. Or there's also wild pears, which grow of that sort. So what about if you take them, and you now make this merkachas, so you cook them in the honey, so you make them edible, and they actually taste okay. So does that upgrade their bracha? So he says, no, it does not so. Paris hagdelim bin lani srak in my barbekish mevorach shahako. So even after you will cook it in honey, which makes it taste good, the bracha remains shahako. Shelo elam enam riyam lachila elai yadei shmeracha kimo yisom mitbash havikiv ne'asa b'simen resh kimo. So something which, A, it grows wild, B, it's not really usable as is. The only way it's usable, you would have to do something to it. And since it's not made for that purpose, because people, in general, since people will not cultivate it for that purpose, it's not chosh enough to do that. So even after you make this merkachas, the bracha remains a shahakol. Okay. Now the Chayyam goes through, he mentions some other items which we don't know what they are. So we're going to skip the last point in Simon Gimel, and we're going to skip Simon Dalet and Simon Hay. Simon Hay, he mentions again, Malinas and Pazimkas. Malinas are raspberries, and Pazimkas are something which is similar to strawberries. So the bracha is Rei Piedoma. If the Merusik Lagamri, the bracha is a Shehakol. And we've already had these ideas before. Okay, in Simon Vav, the Chayyam deals with Aklibas Merents. So they would have candied orange peels. They would take orange peels, and they would actually, again, they would cook it in honey or something, or sugar, and they would make it candy-like. So it was an actual orange peel, which obviously the bracha on an orange peel alone normally is going to be shehakol. It's the peel is not the primary part of the fruit. It's not normally edible. And therefore the bracha is a shehakol. So the question is now, if you do something to upgrade it, to make it edible, and this was a common thing to do, it wasn't totally out of left field to do such a thing, it was normal. So does that, therefore, consider that's a normal way to use it, and the bracha would be a higher level of bracha than just the shehakol? That's the question which the Chayyam deals with. So Ataz will Yabba Kosel Berei Pri Adama. Amagan Rabba Kosel Berei Pri Oetz. So there's a machlokes what to do over here. One argument is that here we have something which is part of the pre, and we've done something which makes it edible, upgrades it. So it remains part of the pre, and it's an edible part of the pre, and this is normal to do it. So the bracha is Rei Pri Oetz, and that's the argument of the Magen Avraham. The Taz says, we always look at it as a secondary part of the pre, and the general rule is a secondary part of the pre is going to be Rei Pri Adama. But the Chayyam says that Mechen Yerali, he feels that the bracha should be Rei Pri Oetz. The Mishavura says, we have this Makloikis, whether it's supposed to be Rei Pri Oetz or it's supposed to be Rei Pri Adama. There actually is opinion which says that the bracha is actually shahakol. It's neither, because in general they don't plant the orange tree in order to cultivate and use the peels. The primary purpose is to use the fruits, and the peels normally are
are discarded. So the fact that I am in this situation using them cannot turn them into something which is part of the pre. They're not planted for that purpose, and therefore the bracha is a shahakol. So Mishnah Berurah comes out, the bracha should be a shahakol. But b'diavad, a person says a repio eitz or repio doma, he would be yotzei. I am not aware of the something similar to that, where we would have a modern version of something which is fairly similar to that in regards to what bracha to make on it. Okay, so I think that explains the chayyolim. So we did through Siman Vav. As Hashem will continue, Vayter in the cloud tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.